Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the Fresh Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Line. This is Dr. Bernard Johnson. And let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, Hero, the only true and living God. May I speak to you, Lord. Good morning to you. You never sleep nor slumber. You're always there. Lord, I'm so excited and so honored just to come before you. You watched over us all night long. Then you touched us with your finger of love this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So wonderful.
Yes.
God, we love you.
Love you and thank you.
We love you with all our heart. We love you with all our soul and with all our mind. We're not so much concerned about ourselves. We're concerned about you, Lord, because you have the weight of the world on your shoulders. Nobody could handle that but you, God. So thank you.
Oh, thank you.
And for handling all of our problems,
yes,
all of our concerns. We do cast our cares upon you, for you care for us.
Thank you, Jesus.
You care about people more than anybody in the whole wide world. You love people more than anybody in the whole wide world. You have more compassion than anybody in the whole wide world. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for allowing us to have a wonderful night of rest. Lord, it was you who blessed. Thank you so much. Able to move our hands and feet, open our mouths and say praise the Lord. Open our eyes and see. So many people take that for granted, but God, we don't. We thank you for everything that you do. Thank you for great health and for great strength. Lord, there's nobody like you. Nobody can make a way but you. Nobody can fix things like you. Oh, God, we ask that you sanctify this line this morning. Forgive all sin everywhere. God, grant miracles. Grant blessings like never before. In the name of Jesus. Oh, please help us, Lord, on this prayer line. Bless, bless, bless. Bless, 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 bless. Bless, bless, bless.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we have faith to believe you for everything.
Yes, Lord.
We've never seen you before, but we believe you more than we believe ourselves. We can't doubt you because you've done too much, and we know too much about you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
For the faith greater than a grain of mustard seed that you entrusted inside of us. Thank you, Lord. But we
take it,
and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that shall rise against us in judgment, you will condemn it. Thank you.
Thank you.
God, we pray that this day you don't let the people leave the same way they came. We are partakers of your divine nature. Think of the goodness of Jesus. All that he's done for us.
Oh,
cries out. Hallelujah. And we thank him for saving us. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Victory
thank
in
you.
Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you,
Lord,
Jesus.
Your protecting hand and for your encouragement. Oh, God, thank you because you carried us when we were down. You picked us up and turned us around. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
For all of your bless people everywhere today. Let the anointing line touch people everywhere. Rebuke the enemy. We do rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we can't do nothing without you. Grant ultra awesome blessings. Teach us, Lord, what you want us to do. Bless us with your wisdom and with your knowledge. We'll be a blessing to the people. Draw the people nearer. keep us in the way of righteousness. Fix things that need to be fixed. Make a way out of no way, we pray. Yeah. Thank you, thank you, thank you for it. We pray this prayer in the name of Jesus.
With
the glory and all the honor shall belong to you. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you for it. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen and amen. And God bless all of you on this prayer line and all those on the blog line joining us all over the world. Amen.
God bless you, Pastor.
All over the world. God bless you. I want to say good morning to you and to you and to you. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
God bless you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
I know you can say good morning to me, but can we say good morning to the Lord?
Good
all of you.
Morning.
Good
morning.
Good
morning. Good morning. Good morning. I'm going to open up the prayer line for somebody who doesn't mind giving the Lord praise. Praise. Every area code. God has been good to you. You ought to have enough common sense to know that he blessed you to even be able to open your mouth and have breath in your lungs. Truth be known, the enemy tried to put somebody on death row, but God said no. You ought to be able to give him praise and give him adoration and give him thanks this morning. I know you can praise him at noonday, but can you praise the Lord in the morning when you face first wake?
Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Let's have a praise check and see what level your praise is on. Mine is praise the Lord, everybody. Praise check.
Are we doing praise check or praise report?
Praise reports. Amen. Praise reports.
God bless you. Good morning to everyone, and God bless everyone. You, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, all the saints on the First Fruits prayer line. I missed you guys over the weekend, and I'm back again to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Praise God for his blessings.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank God for waking me up.
Hallelujah.
This morning. I've been awake for a couple of hours. And praise God for our service on yesterday as well. We, Lord bless, we had a great time. Nothing stopped us. We drove by other churches that were closed, never open. But I thank God that the weather didn't stop us. And I'm praising him today, even for the shutdown across America. Because he knows what he's doing, and I trust in him that he knows best. God bless you, everyone on the prayer line. If you have a praise report, just shout it out this morning. Amen. If you hear someone else trying to get in, we do want to be courteous. And whoever you hear, just go ahead, and they'll come after you. God bless you. Who has the first praise report?
2 minutes now, 2 minutes.
Amen. 1 to 2 minutes. God bless you. Someone jump in there with a praise report. Shut down, lock down, ice down. God got us on ice. We can't go anywhere anyway. So
good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Good morning. Go ahead.
This is Mother Franklin from Fayetteville, North Carolina, area code 910. Just glad to be on the prayer line on this morning, just another day. I do honor the Lord this morning, and to Dr. Johnson and to his wife and to Mother, amen, and to all the saints in this morning, all the officers this morning. Truly, I thank God for another day. I thank him. He woke me up. He kept me all night long, and he touched with a finger of love, and he woke me up. And I'm just so glad. I'm glad, I'm glad, I'm glad about it. He takes better care of me than I am for myself. I don't have nothing spectacular this morning to tell, but I just want to say that he's been good, good, good. And I'm glad to be on the prayer line this morning. Thank you.
Bless you. Bless you, Mother Franklin, for that report. Amen. Good to hear your voice. Someone else.
Good morning. This is Peterson. Praise God. I thank praise God that he woke me up this morning, took care of me last night. He was like, to let me go out yesterday to get the church because the weather was bad. But I was able to spend church all day yesterday. And I thank and praise God. I had a very good time. I really enjoyed myself. The Lord was good. He always good. I always praise God. And he's good to me. And I thank and praise him. Whatever you do for me, I don't take it lightly. Whatever you do for me, I thank and praise him for it.
Yes, amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Someone else.
Hallelujah.
I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. I'm Mother Johnson from Kansas City, 913. And I'm giving honor to God and to our leader, Dr. Johnson, and to all of the people of God. I'm just so happy and glad to be a part of the prayer line. Thank God for a wonderful night of rest. Woke me up on time for the prayer. And I'm just so elated that God is good to me. Let me go to church on yesterday. The enemy wanted me to stay at home, and I called the pastor and said, I think I'll stay in today. And all I tell you, the Spirit of the Lord got a hold to me and said, you went to church much worse than today. I got to thinking, I said, let me get up and get myself together. Got up and went to church and had a wonderful time in the Lord. Come out and the snow was falling in a hurry. But I thank God I made it. I made it. I made it. And God is blessing me.
Okay. Thank you.
Good night's rest. And I'm just glad about it. Thank God for Mother. Thank God for Sister Mays. Don't want to forget you, Sister Mays. She hasn't forgot about me. I received another box of mail Saturday evening, and I've been going to call her. But I thank God for you, Sister Mays. God bless you a whole lot, and I wouldn't take a golden guinea for you. God bless you. Pray for Mother Johnson. God, get the glory out of my life.
God bless you. Bless you, Mother Johnson, for that praise report. And we do thank God for Sister Mays. She's a blessing in many ways. Praise God. The Lord know how to add saints to the line, that will be a blessing. And thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. She's been a blessing to so many on the prayer line.
Yes,
God bless
God,
you
bless
for your love, your token of love, your blessings of love. Amen.
Blessings.
Someone else.
Good morning.
Did I hear? Good morning.
Good morning. I just want to thank God for waking me up this morning. I also want to add my thanks to Sister Lily Mays. She's always so thoughtful and just sending out things that people enjoy. And I want to thank her. I want to thank God because he woke me up this morning, even though the weather is a little bit risky this morning. As of yesterday, we had a great service. But I want to thank God because he didn't have to wake us up even in this cold, cold, snowy weather. So that is my praise report this morning.
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you, bless you, bless you, Lady Betty, because it has been a blessing. And sometimes, you know, we look at the weather, people complain about it raining when they want to go in, go out to the clubs and things. But God has fixed it so that you can only go to church if you want to go to church. But I still see people going to work in different places in this weather. So it's not just shutting down the church doors. Is just because sometimes people don't want to have that drive, they don't have that push and that pull. But it's time to praise God through thick and through thin. Amen. We can't stop praising him because a little inclement weather come about. So we just want to thank God for the prayer line. We can yet praise him. Anyone else?
Good morning. Good morning, Mother Digby, Area 708. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness to me. I thank the Lord for how the saints prayed and how my daughter had an aneurysm and how the Lord blessed. She had a long, I think the operation was maybe about 6 hours, but God blessed. He didn't let me stay awake and worry about it. We were at the hospital and I just fell asleep and just woke up and fell asleep and they were giving us reports. But I thank the Lord for how every day looked like she's doing a little better and a little better, and I thank the Lord for that. That we had a lot of snow, but the Lord put my nephew on my nephew's heart, and he came over about 6 o'clock in the morning. He called me and said, "Auntie, I'm gonna come over and I'm gonna do your driveway." And I want to say God just blessed so many things, and I got from Mother Johnson. I don't want to call names, but I want to say you know who you are and how the saints were such a blessing to me and my daughter, and how they were just praying for us. And how they just did so many beautiful things. And I want to thank everybody. I want to thank the saints for praying. And I thank God for all of his goodness to me. And how he just keeps making ways and opening doors. God is awesome.
Amen. Praise God for that. And thank God for your daughter, Jackie, being delivered. Praise God. And we were praying to God totally deliver her. Amen. Be up and able to take care of her family. Praise God for you and the other saints with victory testimonies. Someone else? Anyone else? Jump in there, saints.
Praise the
Lord.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Oh. Well, this is
Amen.
In Annapolis, Indiana. I just want to thank you, praise God, for another day.
Another day.
God has made. It's cold here, but that's okay. I don't have to go outdoors. I'm just sitting around looking and praising the Lord every day.
God bless you, Mother Johnson. Praise God, and don't go outside either. Amen. We thank God. Thank God for you. Amen. Someone else, let's jump in there. This is time to give God praise, praise report. Hallelujah.
Good morning, everyone. Praise the Lord. This is Jennifer from Long Island, New York, area code 516. My praise report is I just thank God. Thank God for his all that he is teaching me and he is blessing me with. And he allowed me to see this day. It's a truly, truly blessing and breath in my body. To God be the glory. And I love you, Lord. That's my praise report.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Jennifer. It's always good to hear you.
You
Amen.
Too, Dr. Pfeiffer.
Praise God. We thank God for you and we love you.
We love you too, me and my children, my family, everyone, all the saints on the line. I love you.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Someone else has a praise report.
This is Sister Lucille.
Bless you.
And I just want to thank, give honor to God, and I just want to thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I don't feel good, but I thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I look forward to getting on the prayer line every morning. And I try to thank the Lord 1,000 times every morning. So I'm just asking the saints to pray for me. Thank you,
Jesus. Amen. We will definitely get you on the prayer list this morning then, Sister Lucille.
Thank you.
Praise God for you even giving that praise testimony. And I pray that you be healed by the time the prayer request time comes up. Amen. God can move that nauseated stomach and that upset nerves and remove that frustration and those emotional. God can move it all. Praise God. In the name of Jesus, I pray it be done. In his name, hallelujah. Thank you for even giving a praise report. That's a start for you overcoming this affliction. Praise God. Someone else has a praise report.
Yep. Praise the Lord. Dr. Pfeiffer, praise the Lord. Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, this is Sister Lily Mays at 334. God bless all of you this morning on the prayer line. My praise is that I thank God for being alive and moving and having my beans, and my family is alive and well. And I just praise God for you all of you. And God bless you. And I did a request prayer for my niece, a nursing test that she needed to pass. And I have a praise report on that. She's going back getting her RN, and she did pass that particular test. She has some more, but she did pass the test. So God bless you, Dr. Johnson, and all of you that pray for my niece, Chandrea Johnson.
This is Dr.
Johnson.
God be the glory. To God be the glory. Amen. You're a blessing, Sister Mays. Amen. Thank God for your niece. Amen. Someone else has a report.
Yes, this is Sister Rush. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can, Sister Rush. Go ahead.
I thank God for being on the prayer line this morning, and I thank God for all the saints. What I want to say, when I asked y'all to pray for my pastor, and little things was going on, but the Lord had turned it around, and I thank God for that. But we wasn't able to go to church yesterday because it was like three pastors had passed here, and he had to go out of town. But I thank God for y'all praying for him, and the Lord is start turning things around for him. So y'all keep praying for us.
Praise God. Did you say we prayed for your pastor and he went out of town for some other business?
Yeah, I had prayed for my pastor, Ella William, back here. And the Lord started turning things around for him.
Okay.
And I said we didn't get a chance to go to church Sunday because three pastors had died here and he had to go out of town. But I thank God for it, that we did have a mind to open the church door.
Praise God. Amen. That's what prayer would do. Prayer would turn it around, change things. Amen. All right. We're coming down. We will take two more praise reports. Two more. Who have the last two? Praise
God. God bless everyone on the prayer line this morning. God bless, God bless, God bless. This is a day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is Evangelist Juanita Scroggins from Kansas City, area code 816. Just blessing God this morning. The enemy almost wanted me to oversleep, and I don't know how, but I thank God it was nobody but God had rung my phone, and then it hung up at 6 o'clock this morning, and I was excited to jump up because I've been thinking of this prayer line all week and weekend long. Couldn't wait to get back on the line this morning. The devil thought he was allowing me to sleep through it, but I thank God that he allowed me to wake up with that one telephone ring, and I don't know who it was, but I can say it was God because I'm up, and I thank him for that. And I definitely want to thank him because on Friday evening, before I went to my cousin's Pastor Cedric Smith's home going. God put a blessing, a seed on my heart, and I thank him because he allowed me to have it, to sow to the prayer line and to sow to Mother Johnson. I bless God for that. And all of a sudden, I said, Lord, I'm going to go, and I'm going to sow this seed. And then I made it to the services, and the services lasted a little longer than I anticipated. And then my family was visiting, and I said, Lord, I got to sow this seed. I got to sow this seed, and I bless God. It was almost 10 o'clock that night, but I still made it to sow that seed. And I bless God because Saturday morning when I checked, hallelujah, my balance on what I was going to see for. I was looking for the Lord to something in my account. And I bless God. It said that seed, my money will be released to my account on the 5th. And I bless God because it's not so much of the money. It's because of the faith that I had in God to release that thing. And I've been waiting ever since January to God be the glory. And I just said, Lord, I give up even calling a check on it. But as soon as I checked it on early yesterday morning, God said the answering service said that it would be released on the 5th. And I just bless God for being obedient because I knew it was something in there that I had to do. And I told the Lord I want to be more of a blessing than a voice. And I just want to tell everybody on the line, I bless God for you, you, and you. Mother Johnson, I bless God for you, Lady Betty, and definitely bless God for you. Dr. Johnson, y'all pray my sister, the Lord, Sister Pastor Pfeiffer. Bless God. I thank God for you just as well. Y'all pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen. Praise God for that praise report. Amen. And we do have a lot of saints on the line that will call around and wake you up. We don't. Sometimes there's no time to talk. They just let your phone ring a couple of times so that you'll get the message. But we thank God for that. But I woke up this morning at 4 o'clock, at 4:01. I thought I had missed the prayer line, and my heart started beating real fast. And I said, oh, no, Lord, I don't want to miss the prayer line. But I thank God it was 4:01. And praise God. I look forward
to
this blessing and this anointing. God bless you, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty. We are turning it back over into your hands for the glory of God. Be upon you. God bless you.
God bless you. You did an excellent job, Dr. Pfeiffer, and so wonderful. So much. And I want to say good morning to all of you again. I do want to thank God also for Sister Lily Mays. I appreciate all that you've done, all the little wonderful things that you sent, and thank you so much. I do thank God for you, Evangelist Scroggins, amen, for remembering her, amen. Remember Mother Johnson. Her birthday is March the 4th. Amen. Some of y'all want to send her something. It's perfectly all right. I can't
bless
everybody, but we understand Mother Johnson is our mother to the nation.
Amen.
Having birthdays, and I just really can't do it for everybody, but I can do it for our mother to the nation. God bless you. Send the gift. Send it. Amen. You can send it to her at 2215 North 49th. 22.
enter your 6-digit conference code. Welcome to free conference calling. We will now connect you to your call. Line is muted.
Anyone else? The prayer line is open to you.
Well, you guys, this is Evangelist Scroggins. I am asking you guys to put my husband, Dwight Scroggins, on the prayer list and just remember him. Ask you to continue to pray for myself as well. If that request for me, for my husband is unknown, please. Thank you.
Please. I bless you. We'll pray for him. All right. Anyone else? Prayer request. All right,
Father. Pray for the church, the pastor, and all the members, and pray for my health, too.
All right, Mother. Are you enjoying that condominium? All right, you'll get them Friday. All right. Good.
Pray for me now.
All right, we're praying for you, Father. All right, anyone else with the camera?
This is Dr. Hosea. I'm asking the prayer to pray for me. I pray for my sister.
All right, we'll do that. God bless you, Sister Hosea. All right, anyone else with the prayer request?
I just want to pray for myself that the Lord will continue to strengthen me. He is strengthening me. You know, I had a stroke a few years ago, but I'm getting strength every day. And yesterday, after church, I went to the hospital to visit the sick, and I've been gone all day from 9:30 to Sunday school until last night after night. I didn't come back home. I was gone all day long. Lord, strengthen. I want total deliverance from the stroke that I had. I'm doing good, and I'm complaining. I just thank God. But just continue to pray for me. Remember my grandchildren, Mark, Amen, and Shamante, and Kiana. Just remember them in your prayer that the Lord will save them and keep them, and don't let them forget the first path that they came up in. Thank you.
All right.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Dr. Johnson. Hello, everyone. Good morning, everyone. This is Jennifer Williams from Long Island, New York, 516 area code. My prayer request, the Lord had gave me a vision in my dream this morning. Someone trying to do me harm. I'm not going to church, but I'm not going to say any names. You could pray for me, please, and my family. And yesterday was my grandmother's birthday. She has cancer, but she's still, you know, fighting it. I thank God. So please keep her in prayer as well. Thank you.
All right. What else?
Good morning.
Good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning. This is Sister Faye, area code 918, Tulsa, Oklahoma. I'm asking prayer for myself. I'm in the hospital. I came on Friday. My kidneys are not functioning well, and I'm asking prayer for deliverance of my kidneys and a healing for my eyesight.
In the name of the Holy Ghost.
Thank you
for the privilege that's coming to you and asking for a miracle. You are a miracle worker. You are the miracle worker.
Yes, Lord.
Brag on everybody that you do exceeding abundantly above all we ask, that you're the only true and living God. Check the record, Lord. tell people everywhere, you're the only true.
Yes, Lord.
Did you just prove yourself?
Yes,
Lord. This morning. Oh, my God. You, Lord, would not take you any glory. Ask him for your any glory. But what you did, honey, Lord, you led me to pray for you.
Yes, Lord.
God, you led me to pray for her.
My God.
Dr. Stacy. And you, Lord, you touched her kidneys. And if for her, you would not affect her in person. I need you to touch Sister Faye. Touch her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. With this diabetes, I pray that you also touch her eyesight. In the name of Jesus. Is there anything too hard for you? That's what Abraham asked you. And I'm asking you now. You told me to tell the people that when you're in the room, everything, and I mean everything, is subject. Lord, touch these kidneys. Let the anointing of the Holy Ghost go through there. He said the body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Let the anointing of the Holy Ghost
Hallelujah.
Go through there and heal.
Yes, Lord.
Let it go through her eyes and heal.
Yes,
Lord. In the spirit realm, the resurrection blood of Jesus, go through those eyes and heal. Damage corrected in the name of Jesus. In the kidneys, any damage corrected. I'm asking you, according to your word, Jesus, you said these words. Ask anything in my name, and I will do it that the Father may be glorified.
Yes, Lord.
This is the glory of the Father.
Name
Lord, when you touch her kidneys and touch her eyes, she'll raise her hands and give you glory. It's for the glory of the Father. And your word says it, and I'm holding you to your word. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for it. Now, Lord, look on Mother Franklin. God, such a wonderful warrior. He's been with us a long time. Strengthen her. May God restore her total existence, Lord, here in her body, Lord, that she would have that power in her body and she would have the strength. Thank you for letting it go all yesterday. I pray that you would touch her and bring her back even more from that stroke that she had some time ago.
Yes, Lord.
God, bring her back and make her brand new. That's her heart's desire. You can use to touch her, strengthen her legs and arms and body. Let her back.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord. Name of Jesus. Oh, God. Heal.
Yes, Lord.
Heal, Jesus. Oh, God. Touch. Look on Mark, Shimona, and Kiana, her grandchildren and children. God, touch and deliver. Bountifully blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Just believe and it shall be done unto you in Jesus' name. God, look on in the name of Jesus. Touch her, Lord.
Lord, I believe, Lord.
Thank you.
I believe.
That's it, Mother. Thank you. Heard the Lord say, all I need from you is some praise. Praise him. Amen. Praise him. And you shall see the Lord bring it to pass.
Lord, yes, Lord.
That faith moves God and touched him. Father, look on the sister who's here. Bless her. Help her sister. In the name of Jesus. Touch.
Yes.
Alleviate many of these problems, Lord. And give her strength. In Jesus' mighty name. We praise you. We honor you. Jesus' name. Look on Mother Johnson there in Indianapolis. Bless her church. Bless her. And then touch her health and her strength. Thank you, Lord, as she gets her keys to her condominium. I pray that you allow her to shout it in there.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, I pray.
Yes.
Believe in you right now, Lord. You would touch.